This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. We begin Siman Chavtes. Siman Chavtes is called Ubay Seif Echad. We have one Sif over here. Sif Aleph. Ein Levarich Shum Bracha Kishacholetz Tfan. We don't make any bracha when you remove tefillin. Afilu kishacholtzam erev Shabbos bein hashemashos. Even when you remove them erev Shabbos in twilight. Now, why would I think you do make a bracha? Says the Mishneh Berurah of Katan Aleph Perusah. Fu ke mimai de amrinon. Divnei ma'arava hayum avarchin asher kedeshanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu lishmar chukav. To exclude the shita in the Gemara Nida daf Nun Aleph from the base that the bnei ma'arava would make a bracha asher kedeshanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu lishmar chukav. After they took off tefillin at night, basadim sagit tefillin b'layla, shehim hayu soivim, they held, delayla lazman tefillin hu, that the night is categorically excluded from the mitzvah of tefillin. V'nafgal huza mikra, they learned this from the pasuk of divishamarta sachuka hazois lamayada miyamim yamima. You should guard this statute at its time, day to day, which they darshan yamim v'laylelois. So for them, since layla is man tefillin, so the mitzvah has ended fundamentally. So they made a mitzvah, they made a bracha. By the way, we had earlier that even though we don't hold that way, we do take it into account. For instance, on Rosh Chodesh, there is an opinion that you should remove the tefillin when you say Yiratzam Afanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shenishmar Chukecha Ba'olam Hazeh. And remove the tefillin, at least under those circumstances, you'll be fulfilling the shita of the Bnei Ma'arava. Avol adidam, but we hold the Svirlan, the Haikra Asi L'inyan Achik Yisabu Gemara, we use that pasuk for something else. V'layla kamalan disman tefillin hu, and we hold that really at night, it is this man of tefillin. Ach ein l'hanicham l'chadchila, digazu shema yishem nehem v'yafiach, but you should not put them on l'chadchila, because there's a gzera, you might pass gas, hilkach ein l'varech, therefore we don't make a bracha. He brings in the Dirshu in the name of the Shalomesh of Yoshal Halevi Natanzan that if you're Mesupuk about the Znan of Laila, then possibly you're allowed to put on tefillin. Because Be'etzem, tefillin is, Laila is a Zman tefillin, it's just the Gzera Durabanon. And we'll get to that more in Simon Lamed. Bein Hashmashos. Even Friday Bein Hashmashos. Perush. After Kamlan Shabbos Yom Tov Lav Zman Tefillin. Even though we hold that Shabbos Yom Tov is not a time of Tefillin. Uch Sheyir Tzal Anichanaz L'Shem Mitzvah. And if you want to put it on then for the sake of a mitzvah. Oivar Al Baal Toysef. You're Oivar Al Baal Toysef. Mikol Makom. Kivan Shem Anichan Alav B'li Kavana. Since if you put it on without Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah. Ein Bazeh Isser Min HaTorah M'Divrei Soferim. If somebody were to put on tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov without kavana, it's not an iser d'oraisa, only midrabanan. Why? Mishum gzeiro shama yetzayim l'shusarab, unless you go out and carry. V'yesh cholkin gam al zeh. Some even argue on this. K'may shivar l'kaman b'simen lamed aleph. L'fikach lo shayach bracha al zeh. Therefore, you can't make a bracha. You can't say, I'm making a bracha. The mitzvah is over. It's not over. No, but you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not an Isser D'Oraisa. Oh, it's Isser D'Rabbanan. Nah, it's not borrow that it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. L'fikach lo shayach bracha al zeh. K'ivin shebechalitza satfila mitzad atzma. Ein ba mitzvah. In other words, why would you make a bracha when the mitzvah is over? The answer is, you're not making a bracha on the conclusion of the mitzvah. You're making a bracha on the mitzvah of taking off the tefillin. There's a mitzvah to take off tefillin. What's the mitzvah of taking off tefillin? Laila lavs man tefillin hu. Oh, no, but we hold Laila is man tefillah. Okay, but at least Shabbos lavs man tefillah hu. Not midoraisa. Midoraisa it's a zman tefillin. Yeah, but midrabanan. No, it's not boror. If it was boror that it would be usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos, then maybe he could say asher kedushanu b'mitzvayisav and make a bracha on a drabanan. But it's not even boror that it's drabanan. And since we only remove it because of a drabanan, a possible drabanan, we don't make a bracha. So that is Simen Chaf Tess. Okay, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna do one more day because this was under 5 minutes. Okay. What about an oinin? Should an oinin make a bracha? They weren't masakin a bracha for an oinin because anyway an oinin is pater from mitzvahs. So what's once he's an oinin, he doesn't have. What you want to say? An oinin has the mitzvah of taking off tefillin. I don't know if it's a mitzvah. He's pater min hamitzvahs. It would be incongruous probably for the oinin to make a bracha. But it's a good shayla. No? Okay. Let's see Siman Lamed.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.